This is Tri-States Public Radio News. The trial of a former Burlington City Council member accused of sexually assaulting several teenage girls is scheduled to resume tomorrow. The prosecution rested its case against Chris King late Friday afternoon after calling more than a half dozen witnesses to the stand. Among them were the four women who say King gave them alcohol and sexually assaulted them after going to his photography studio for high school senior pictures. Reporter Andy Hoffman is covering the trial for the Burlington Hawkeye. He says the prosecution also played a 45-minute video recording of police interviews with King, during which King repeatedly said he did nothing wrong.
Because anything he did do with the women, who were girls at the time, it was all consensual, and that they were willing participants, which is contrary to what the testimony has been during the state's case.
The defense called three witnesses Friday afternoon. Several of King's family members are expected to testify tomorrow. Hoffman says it's unclear whether King himself will take the stand. The trial has been delayed twice after King developed nosebleeds requiring medical attention. King faces up to 35 years in prison. He is currently out of jail on bond. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.